Good evening, I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The cost of the controversial Vermont Gas Systems pipeline is going higher. Again, the company's incoming CEO made that announcement this morning. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the new projection shows phase one of the pipeline will cost almost 80% more than the company initially thought.
Don Rendell says Vermont Gas is, quote, hitting the reset button on the pipeline project. Rendell takes over as CEO of Vermont Gas next month, replacing Don Gilbert. And Rendell says he'll take a more open, straightforward approach. As part of that, Vermont Gas will file an updated cost estimate for the pipeline's first phase, which is designed to bring natural gas service into Addison County.
We'll report to the Public Service Board later today that the updated estimate for phase one of the project is at $154 million, approximately.
The estimate comes after a new analysis of the project using what Rendell called industry-accepted standards. The announcement is the second cost increase in 6 months. The $154 million estimate is 78% higher than the initial cost projection of $87 million. But Rendell was less clear about how the company's initial estimates were so wrong and how the increases will be paid for.
We will work with the Public Service Board and the Department of Public Service to look at what the impact will be on existing customers and what the impact will be on new customers and how that works out in an appropriate way.
Despite that uncertainty, Rendell said the project is still worth it. But Chris Recchia, the commissioner of the Department of Public Service, wants to be sure. The department is responsible for representing ratepayers before the Public Service Board. When Vermont Gas announced a 40% cost increase in July, the department took a look at the finances.
Even after the original 40% increase, it was clear that the benefits still surpassed the cost by tens of millions of dollars. This obviously brings it closer, and I think it does require a more thorough evaluation.
Whatever the Department of Public Service decides, it's ultimately up to the Utility Regulating Public Service Board to determine if the gas pipeline is still a benefit to Vermonters and whether the company can pass new costs on to ratepayers. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.